share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Prime Minister Datuk Ismail Sabri Yaqub just announced the new list of cabinet ministers today, the 27th of August, in a live press conference. In his speech, he said that the cabinet was selected from a combination of those who are experienced and consists of individuals believed to be able to help the country revive the economy. The cabinet lineup formed today is a management team that will work with the people. This cabinet needs to act swiftly and be united in their efforts to free Malaysia from the threat of the COVID-19 pandemic, economic downturn and political turmoil, he said. It is common knowledge that I accept this government in this situation. Hence, the formation of this cabinet is a reformulation based on the current situation, in order to maintain stability and put the interests and safety of the Malaysian family above all else. He listed three principles that the cabinet will follow to meet current challenges. Be sensitive to current needs, be responsible and trustworthy, restore the confidence of the people. I will ensure that the cabinet is committed to achieving the national agenda, through cross-party cooperation to drive economic recovery for the well-being of the people, Ismail Sabri said. In line with the direction of the National Recovery Plan, NRP economic activities will be opened in phases to enable the people to start working and earn a living safely. Ismail Sabri added that he will ensure that his cabinet focuses on a high-performance work culture, and each ministry would therefore need to make short-term and long-term plans to achieve set targets. Each ministry needs to prove early achievements within the first 100 days, he said. Source: Syner Harian and Syner Harian in the Edge Markets. He added that the spread of COVID-19 has impacted the growth and demand of the local economy and acknowledged that the country's economic situation needs to be restored immediately. In this regard, the cabinet and ministries must be able to shoulder this responsibility with commitment proactively, he said. I hope that the appointment of this cabinet will give new confidence for the country to rise up and unite in the fight against COVID-19 as well as free the Malaysian family from the misery of life as a result of this pandemic. Let us mobilize all efforts and forces and work with the people in the mission to restore the country. However, my cabinet cannot work alone. We need the support of all civil servants and the entire Malaysian family. Quote. Also read. Just in. Here's the new list of cabinet members under PM Ismail Sabri's gov. Source. Astro Awani, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.